The arid Tri-Cities isn't exactly known for its dense tree canopies, but several kids are adding to the area's shade. Their goal? To help other kids stay cool as the climate changes. NWPB's environmental correspondent Courtney Flatt has the story.
The sun is beating down on Tap Hill Elementary School's playground in West Richland. That's why students in the Kids for Urban Trees Club have raised money to plant 7 trees in a grassy field surrounding the school.
Today we're here planting 6 maple trees and 1 urbanite ash tree around Tap Teal's playground.
That's Alexis Nicholson. She's in the 5th grade and a co-founder of the club. When they first started planting trees, they learned about something called the urban heat island effect. These are places that include things like parking lots, buildings, and roads that trap heat. They also lack trees. Here's 5th grader Bailey Getz.
During the day, all the black surfaces get heat, and then at night they release them again, so it just gets hotter and hotter.
Club co-founder and 4th grader Nirbhay Arun says that could be a big problem, so they're trying to help.
What happens now is that there's heat all the time. Trees help to mitigate these urban heat islands.
After first planting trees at Arbor Day events, Nirbhay and Alexis planted trees at parks, more schools, and low-income housing complexes. They've now planted more than 300 trees. This fall, they won the Gloria Barron Prize for Young Heroes. The national prize honors young leaders who hope to make a difference to people and the environment.
We were like, what? We won it? And we were so happy.
Now, the Kids for Urban Trees Club has more than doubled, growing from 2 to 5 members. And they're spreading their knowledge like apple seeds across the region, teaching other kids how to plant trees. Here's Nirbhay again.
And in this way, we can plant trees more effectively and spread our knowledge better and faster to the community.
This afternoon, 10 students at Tap Teal Elementary helped plant trees and learn from these tree ambassadors.
Let's go!
To get things started, the club members asked the Tap Teal students what their favorite things are about trees.
I like just sitting under it after and like reading a book or something.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I like helping the nature.
And that's what they did next.
Let's get planting.
We'll do this tree. Lucy, we're on this tree.
City ground crews helped dig the initial holes for the trees.
All right.
Tap Teal students can earn Good Hawks tickets from their teachers. The school auctioned off tree planting spots with the tickets. Jaxie Mango is a 3rd grader at Tap Teal.
I was like, oh yeah, my grandma owns a garden, so this should be. She has a bunch of trees in her backyard that she planted.
Jaxie and fellow 3rd grader Tylee Kraft named their tree
Mango Rose Mac and Cheese.
That's after both their last names.
Plus, we just chose my middle name since it's literally a plant, and this is a plant.
Other tree names included Jamal's Plum Bacon, and names that honor the beloved longtime building foreman, who's retiring this year, Hank Rodriguez. After filling in most of the holes, the students fertilized the trees. Club member Clinton Cameron helped out.
Empty the compost!
Because then, it'll help it grow faster.
That looks like soil.
It kind of is, yeah.
The trees planted today are about 5 years old. The hope is these kids can watch their trees grow for years to come.
Got it?
I'm Courtney Flatt in West Richland.